What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
It is now 42 minutes past 5. Sabah-based forest resource company Jawala launched its initial public offering earlier today, opening at 26.5 cents. It's the first Malaysian plantation timber company to list on the Catalyst Board of the Singapore Exchange. The company's share price closed flat with about 4.5 million shares changing hands. Jawala's initial public offering closed with its public offer tranche subscribed 18.5 times the 400,000 shares offered for public subscription at 25 cents apiece and drew valid applications for 7.4 million shares. Its placement tranche, which comprised 17.6 million shares at the same price, was fully allotted. Jawala focuses on industrial tree plantation in Sabah. The management has a collective 90 years worth of experience in the timber industry. And here to share more about Jawala and its IPO, we're joined by the company's executive chairman and CEO, Gemma Khan. Just to plug you into how the Jawala shares are doing. They finished 4% up today above its IPO price of 26 cents. Time to welcome Gemma Khan. Mr. Khan, tell us, Jawala is a Malaysian company. Why did it choose to list on the SGX Catalyst?
When we looked at the various opportunities that were available to us as a relatively young company for this particular line of our business, a sustainable forestry company, Singapore offered a very clear timeline. It also welcomed us well, and we knew what we needed to achieve to basically get listed in Singapore. And there's a lot of clarity.
What are the invitation details of the IPO? How many shares were offered and at what price? And what is the post-listing market capitalization?
Basically, the IPO was for 18 million shares. 17.6 million were placement shares, 400,000 were, I think, what we call ATM here, ATM shares, at 25 cents. Of course, we've been fully subscribed, and, well, it is not disappointing us. We're quite happy that, you know, we're able to maintain the IPO price as of today.
I have two questions for you regarding the IPO price.
Sure.
First off, why 25 cents? It seems like a low figure. Why set the price so low?
I think we are not too sure what the response would be like in Singapore. So I think we went with a safer number from our point of view as to how we feel. Of course, everybody has a value, what they think their asset is worth. We didn't want to push that value too much. So we felt that this is really fair to the Singapore investor, who we are really looking to attract, actually. Actually, the smaller retail investors are really our target market.
And how do you feel about how the stock did today? It climbed 1 cent, so which on the surface doesn't seem like much, but it is a 4% gain. So how do you feel about that on the first day, really first half day of trading?
I think if you look at what's been happening in the stock market around the world, really, I think we should be very happy that we're able to maintain our IPO at this level, at IPO price.
So your IPO is expected to raise gross proceeds of $4.5 million. How are you planning to spend the money?
I think as we disclose in our prospectus, the listing proceeds, I think about $1.35 million, if I'm not mistaken, goes towards the listing costs. The rest is basically split between working capital and also funds for replanting in our plantation.
How is the plantation site planning to be developed?
Well, we are starting to do our replanting now. As you know, this is a 100-year plantation. So we take great effort and care to make sure that our business is sustainable. And for that reason also, we decided to list it, because this will give us comfort in the sense that a public company will be able to carry this sort of long-term asset much further into the future.
Mm-hmm. Why would Singapore investors be interested in Jawala shares? I mean, most often investors will be more attracted to like high-tech companies, so on and so forth.
I think we give you an opportunity, and I think SGX has basically been, you know, very accommodating, and I think they want to see more opportunities for Singapore investors, especially retail. And for them to get into this space, I think we're the first Malaysian sustainable forestry company. So, well, retail investors in Singapore, if you want to invest in a sustainable business, you feel that your investment needs some ethical bits or whatever, most welcome. Please join us.
You've mentioned the word sustainable several times so far. Mm. Your company is a logging company, and it's working out of a forest reserve in Sabah. Mm. How is it actually sustainable?
You see, this is not a pristine forest or anything like that. This is a logged over area, I think, 2-3 times already. So whatever salvage logs that come out now are basically, yes, it does help us in terms of our P&L and all this. But you must realize that what we are planting today, basically the species are fast-growing species. We are going to be planting 400 to 500 times per hectare. At the moment, even when we have a secondary relog area, the most we'll get is 20, 30 trees. So in terms of total volume coming out, it is much more productive than what it is at the moment.
If you had to highlight the one or two things that your company does to ensure sustainability, right, as opposed to another logging company, mm-hmm. what are they?
I think first and foremost, you know, we try new things. For example, in our area, we are off-grid. We use solar power with battery backup. It's something we thought we'd try, and it does work. We don't have to use generators, and, you know, I think there's a lot of offset and all that kind of thing. We developed it at the Jawala holding company level. Mm-hmm. It's a standalone plug-and-play solar power plant.
Okay. Tell us about your operations in Sabah. Where is the concession, and what are the business activities there?
It is in a place called Sepulut. Sepulut is basically the southern part of Sabah, really in the kind of the middle, you know. It's about the same distance between Kota Kinabalu and Sepulut as Tawau and Sepulut. You know, both the eastern and western major towns in Sabah. It's 11,000 hectares. Activities at the moment is going great guns, you know. We've established a very interesting nursery, which is being productive now. And one of the things that we have in this area, which we are very happy to share with you, is that we have an indigenous species, which we are planting, which is a fast-growing species, and we call it laran. So it's already growing in our area. So we're actually taking the seeds from that tree, a lot of mother trees, and we are planting that and developing in our nursery and also going to field planting as well.
Can you share with us a little bit about how Jawala approaches the land? I mean, do you allow the land to lie fallow in between harvesting?
Not for long. You know, even for us, you know, when we want to go to plant it, for example, now, there are still shrubs and whatever have you. There are smaller trees. So when we want to go and plant, we have to make sure that we don't leave it fallow for long. That means we have to be able to have our seedlings ready for field planting. So that's the final stage of clearing up the land. Even then, we make sure that whatever other debris that we have, we leave it to mulch. Mulch means that, you know, it's kept by the side, and then it will over time decompose.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I understand you're doing harvest logging before planting new trees. So mm-hmm. what is harvest logging, and how many logs have you harvested recently?
Oh, I think in terms of numbers of logs, I don't have it offhand. But, you know, our total area of 11,000 hectares, from the studies done by independent people, they reckon that the total logs in terms of volume, is around 300,000 cubic meters, something like that. So that will be harvested over a period of 3 to 4 years. Don't hold me to the numbers, but it's somewhere in the report. That you know, the prospectus is 500 pages. It's in there somewhere. You know,
how are you investing in R&D to improve yields?
I think in terms of yields, you see, first we have to see the approach to this business. In the sense that I want, for example, 200 cubic meters of logs 8 years from now. Ideally, it should be logs that is already marketable today. Ideally, right? So we don't have to worry about the market for the product. So how do I do it cost-effectively, at the same time understanding that we are subject to Mother Nature? Actually, Mother Nature is what helps us in this business. Basically, you know, in this part of the world, you got sunshine year-round, you have water, you have soil. So Mother Nature is basically on your side most of the time. So the only question is, every so often when Mother Nature is not on your side, you have to be able to be ready to take preventive measures to ensure that, you know, whatever you're doing, you mitigate your risk. So for us, looking at it, we try like to minimize our cost, of course, and increase our yield. But execution is, I think, the biggest challenge in this sort of business. I think anywhere in the world you'll find. So for us, it's always like, okay, let's see. All right, what's the least risky, you know? So we try to mitigate our risk in that sense.
So I understand you're looking at China, Japan, and India as your high growth markets.
Those are basically going to be markets for the timber industry as a whole.
Why China? And can you explain the reason?
I think for the timber industry as a whole, for us, we have not exported one piece of log out of Sabah in our operation to date. I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about more than anything else is that where do we see in the world that you know, the timber products will have a demand?
Right.
Not necessarily for our product.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think that's an overall view. I think when you look at China, of course, you have an expanding middle class, you have an expanding building industry and so forth. You will have a demand for timber. Timber and timber products. Not necessarily ours, yeah, but
as
a whole.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Can you give us a summary of Jawala's financial performance in terms of income statement, top and bottom line, and maybe cash position?
Only what has been disclosed in the offer document.
Uh-huh.
We've done basically in ringgit terms for 2017, just under 2.5 million ringgit after tax. For first Q 2018, we did slightly over 4 million ringgit.
Okay, so that's the executive chairman and CEO of Jawala, the company that just listed today right here at the Catalyst Board of the Singapore Exchange, Mr. Jemma Khan. Thank you very much for coming into the studio right here on Money FM.
Thank you.